The parade through Tiananmen Square in downtown Beijing was the biggest display to date of China's military might, with World War II veterans, high-ranking officials, and more than 12,000 troops looking on. Powerful weapons including nuclear missiles, advanced aircraft, and tanks were unveiled to the public for the first time. The new weapons include the Dongfeng 21D anti-ship ballistic missile. State media call it the carrier killer because of its reported ability to target aircraft carrier strike groups. Despite the display of heavy firepower, China's leaders said the event is more about remembering history and promoting peace.
Prejudice and discrimination, hatred and war can only cause disaster and pain. Mutual respect and building relationships with each other on equal terms, peaceful development and joint prosperity are the only ways this can be done in the world.
President Xi pledged to reduce the number of soldiers in the country's army to 2 million, a move analysts see as part of the military's ongoing modernization. He also pledged to not repeat the mistakes of the past.
The Chinese people have always loved peace. No matter how far we've come, China will never be a hegemon. We'll never attempt expansion. We'll never place the misery we once felt onto other nationalities.
Regional countries locked in territorial disputes with China may draw a different message from Thursday's events. Beijing's foreign attendees also drew scrutiny. Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, who is wanted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court, attended the ceremony. Many Western leaders stayed away. Some Chinese have questioned the need for such an extravagant display at a time when the Chinese economy is slowing and pressed the government to reveal just how much the event cost taxpayers. Beijing is unlikely to disclose that estimate anytime soon. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.